Noise pollution, noise is everywhere, aside from the visual pollution of advertising on the sides of the highways. It's absolutely crazy when you drive into Johannesburg. But noise pollution, I mean, I didn't realize what a noisy environment we live in. And it's constant. So we've invited into studio Charlene Brett. She's an audiologist. Welcome,
Hi,
Charlene.
Hi,
how do we measure sound?
We measure sound in decibels.
Yes.
And noise pollution is a horrific thing for the ears, for hearing. It's the only proven thing that nobody contradicts, that exposure to 85 decibels for 8 hours a day will cause hearing loss. There are lots of other effects of noise, cholesterol and stress, etc., but nothing is as proven as the effect of noise on hearing. And why is that so important besides the hearing? Because of how the brain needs hearing to function optimally.
That's incredible.
So I want to understand what you're saying, because this is an important topic. 85 decibels, I've got no ways of understanding what that means. What is that? Is that a loud car motor? Is that music? Just give me a sense
like
of what it means.
It's like a lawnmower.
So it doesn't all that loud,
so
actually.
It's like lawnmowers and lawnmowers.
It's, if you can't, if you're in a place and you need to talk to somebody and you can't hear above the noise, that noise level is dangerous.
Wow, that is interesting. So all these youngsters today you see walking around with headphones and earpieces listening to music,
more
are they doing damage to
If they listen
their,
to 85 yeah. decibels for 8 hours a day, it will cause hearing.
Okay, so I hope you don't mind. I went on to Yale University, and they've got industrial noise control. Do you mind if I just tell
sure.
you? Like 80 decibels, so this is less than the 85. Garbage disposal. Okay, the thing
really
in the kitchen. Right, a dishwasher, the average factory, a freight train at 15 meters, a car wash at 20 feet, a propeller plane flyover at 1,000 feet, a diesel truck at 40 miles per hour at 40 feet, a diesel train, a food blender. That's a big one for the domestic. That's
okay,
actually
so the
88.
Point is taken. It's almost everyday
items. A
food
blender is 88 decibels.
But we're not listening to those sounds for 8 hours consistently.
No, but it does concern me when guys are working on the side of the road and they're using jackhammers and they're not wearing protective gear. I always stop and ask them where
and
their manager is.
And there's a law that they have to.
Well, their managers are breaking the law.
Could be, but
when
could
those
be
guys
they're
go
not
deaf,
putting the ear protection in.
No, for sure they're not. For sure they're not. Anyhow, I always stop and I fight with them about it. And very quickly
well
the
done. Well
headphones
done.
Come out. Okay, so Charlene, what do we do about our hearing? I mean, when is it natural to lose your hearing at a certain age?
That's quite a controversial question, because there's a lot of research to show that presbycusic hearing, old age hearing, which used to start at 65, now because of the noise exposure, is starting at age 39.
Wow.
Is because of noise exposure. So even though those are the statistics, 85 decibels for 8 hours a yeah. day, because we're exposed to noise, that's the result. So over 65, the World Health Organization stats show that one in three people have affected
Their
hearing affected.
Okay. Crazy, Sam?
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing. And maybe I've just got to the age where my parents' age are falling into this category of people who losing their hearing. And I'm noticing even with hearing aids, it's not necessarily a solution. What can hearing aids achieve? To what point can they get you back to normal?
Well, the better the technology, the better chance there is of that. And hearing aids today are like mini computers. They are little mini computers. And if they are programmed correctly and the person interacts with the audiologist, because it's not like glasses that you just put on
okay.
and they work. Most of the time it's an interactive process. One has to go into different sound environments and one has to come back, get feedback, and the hearing aids can be programmed. The top technology will give you 7 automatic programs. But even having said that, somebody might work in a particular environment or their brain is very different from somebody else's brain, because one's hearing is as individual as a fingerprint. So it's not a blanket rule. And we also have to take into effect that it's not only hearing that we have to attend to. There are things beyond hearing, like concentration and memory.
And the impact of hearing on those things.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. You'll tell me afterwards if I'm doing something wrong. I've started to do...
Too late. Apologize afterwards.
Hearing loss support groups.
Oh, wow.
And the feedback that I'm getting is yesterday they said, my brain's alive. So they've got hearing aids, but they are now learning to hear, to concentrate, and to improve their memories.
That is amazing. Isn't that amazing?
That is absolutely remarkably amazing, actually. And for, I was once part of an awful conversation. Somebody was saying, what would you rather be, deaf or blind? And I thought, what an insane conversation to have. But the answer was remarkable. The person said they'd rather be blind because the isolation that being deaf results in is loneliness and emotional issues, and it just always struck me the other way around, that if I'd have to make that awful Sophie's choice, I would have chosen keep my sight at any cost. But who would have factored in this thought of the isolation and the loneliness of the deaf person? Really?
That blindness cuts her off from things and deafness cuts her off from people.
And music. I couldn't live without music.
Thing. Because it's now one of the, everybody's talking about why there's such a big increase in Alzheimer's. And one of the things that they are putting forth is hearing. You've got to attend to your hearing because you need hearing for your brain to function. And also the social isolation is a big factor in
Alzheimer's. Can't follow conversations.
Yeah.
You know, you see people's lips moving and that they're talking to you.
And hearing loss is invisible. So people don't have the same empathy.
Oh, gosh, that's true.
And they get very irritated, the listener. So that's another thing that I'm pushing is the supportive partners, that they've got to come to the party as well.
And I've noticed personality changes in people who are undergoing this. Having been open and social and connecting to people, being the raison d'etre for who they were, they're almost isolating themselves now because...
They are.
You know, don't want to talk to you on the phone because I can't hear you. I had a young listener weigh in to say, to what extent can music through headphones cause hearing loss? Does that relate back to that 85 decibel thing?
And the time factor.
So low volume, extended periods of time, you don't see that as being any cause for concern?
No, but as long as one measures it, you can download an app on the cell phone. It's called a sound level meter, and you can actually measure the sound, and that's an objective measure. So then you'll know what sound you're being exposed to.
Amazing. All right, so if you want to get hold of Charlene Brett, then go to highfm.com, then click on the advertisers, and it's right there, conveniently enough.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlene Brett.
And, my pleasure.
Yeah, I think we might need to just get our whole team there. When last did you have a hearing test, Simon?
So I got worried about it because I thought I was losing hearing at certain registers. And I went for one and the hearing is perfect. So I don't think it's a hearing issue. It's a processing issue, if that is possible.
Sorry, when did you say?
Probably about a year and a half ago. Oh, sorry. Oh, my. Kathy's back with a vengeance. I'm just too slow to realize
so
it. Okay.
Should
we're
have
back
regular
now.
Hearing tests because we don't, we have our teeth checked, our cholesterol, our vision, but hearing falls into the same category.
You just take it for granted because, as you say, it's invisible.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
All right, and clearly there are things that can be done, so take care of you.